You're listening to SBS News.
Election analysts say preferences from minor parties could help decide several marginal seats at this year's federal election, perhaps none more so than those of the United Australia Party. The populist right-wing party, which says it's contesting every single seat at the election, has struck a preference deal with the Liberal Party. The UAP is led by millionaire businessman Clive Palmer, who previously sat in the House of Representatives for one term after winning the Queensland seat of Fairfax in 2013. The party's pledging to reduce taxes, increase the age pension and inject $80 billion into the health sector. Despite owing millions of dollars to his former workers, Mr. Palmer says he spent over $50 million on his party's campaign. The enigmatic Queenslander gave this fiery interview to the Nine Network.
I'm a bad person. Who cares about me? We care about this country.
What do you mean you're a bad person?
The policies we need to get done. As I said, my wealth's $4,000 million. Do you think I give a stuff about what you personally think or anyone else? I care about this country.
One could be forgiven for not being certain about what the Sustainable Australia Party stands for. What it wants is more affordable housing, investment in education and skills training, and to give planning power back to local communities. Sustainable Australia maintains it's what it terms pro-migrant, though it also advocates for a cut to migration to slow population growth. President William Burke says the party sits on what it calls the common sense political centre.
We know that major party equals major fail. We're the minor party focused on the major issues. A party from the common sense political centre. There are too many single issue and extreme minor parties. Sustainable Australia can fix that.
But there's no mistaking what the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party stands for. The right-wing party aims to loosen firearms restrictions, expand the live export trade, and give farmers more control over what they can do on their own properties. The SFF also want to promote its titular hobbies as what it calls appropriate school activities. Brenton Jones, who's running for the party in the Tasmanian seat of Montgomery, told the ABC that he and his colleagues are standing up for rural Australians feeling forgotten.
I'm sort of representing a group of people that feel like they've been disregarded by the major mainstream parties. The Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party aren't a mob of redneck gun-toting yahoos. We have the genuine interest in agriculture and general community health.
There can also be little confusion over what the Science Party, Voluntary Euthanasia Party or Animal Justice Party stand for. The latter, which also advocates for asylum seeker rights and vaccine use, often trade preferences with the Greens. The Independent for Climate Action Now coalition also has plenty in common with the Greens. The group was formed in October 2018 and is calling for a transition to 100% renewable energy, the fossil fuel industry to be phased out, and plans for what it calls unavoidable climate impacts. Outspoken Anglican rector Father Rod Bower, a Senate candidate for New South Wales, is the party's star candidate. He's known for arranging thought-provoking messages outside the Gosford Anglican Church on New South Wales' Central Coast and for uploading snippets of his sermons to social media.
It's cheap, easy politics to feed people stones and make them believe that they are eating bread. We are fed the stones of cheap electricity is more important than addressing the catastrophe that is climate change. That is cheap politics.
On the other side of the political spectrum, various far-right parties outside of Pauline Hanson's One Nation are also hoping to seize on voter dissatisfaction. One Nation says it'll put Labor last on its how-to-vote cards in four marginal seats, including the Dixon seat of Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. But there's also the Yellow Vest Party, previously known as the Australian Liberty Alliance, the Love Australia or Leave Party, and Fraser Anning's Conservative National Party. Several health-focused parties are also hoping to make a splash. They include the centrist Health Australia Party, the Help End Marijuana Prohibition, or Hemp Party, and the Involuntary Medical Objectors Party, which says it's fighting what it calls a great tide of evil trying to stop government-sponsored vaccination programs. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.